AP News, I'm Mike Kempin. Progress appears to have been made on a peace plan to end Russia's war with Ukraine.
The U.S. and Ukraine have reached a consensus on several critical issues to end the nearly four-year conflict with Russia. However, sensitive issues around territorial control in Ukraine's eastern industrial region and the management of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant remain unresolved. President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke as the US presented a 20-point plan to Russian negotiators. A response from Moscow is expected on Wednesday. Zelensky briefed journalists on the plane on Tuesday. The draft proposal intertwines political and commercial interests to safeguard security while boosting economic potential. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has told reporters he would be willing to withdraw troops from the country's eastern industrial heartland as part of a plan to end Russia's war if Moscow also pulls back and the area becomes a demilitarized free economic zone monitored by international forces. Control of the region is a major sticking point in peace negotiations. Mexico's president says air traffic controllers lost communication for 10 minutes with a small Mexican Navy plane on a medical mission before it crashed off the Texas coast. The crash killed at least five people. The cause of the accident remains under investigation. It could be a very Merry Christmas for somebody.
The Powerball jackpot now stands at an estimated $1.7 billion, one of the largest lottery prizes in U.S. history. The record U.S. jackpot is $2.04 billion back in 2022.
That's the AP's Julie Walker reporting. This is AP News. An NBA player at the center of a sports betting scandal has asked a court to throw out his case.
Lawyers for Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier are asking a judge to throw out sports gambling charges. They argue the government overreached by turning a private dispute over bettors' use of non-public information into a federal case. A dismissal motion made public Tuesday says the government's theory of the case runs afoul of a recent Supreme Court ruling that narrowed the federal wire fraud statute. Rozier was released on $3 million bond after pleading not guilty in federal court December 8th to wire fraud conspiracy and money laundering conspiracy charges. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell last week and remained at historically healthy levels despite some signs that the labor market is weakening. More news at apnews.com. I'm Mike Kempin, AP News.